Corpus Hermeticum, Hermes Trismegistus, translated by G.R.S. Meade. 1. Palmondres, the Shepherd of Men. 1. It chanced once, on a time my mind was meditating on the things that are, my thought was raised to a great height, the senses of my body being held back, just as men, who are weighed down with sleep after a fill of food, or from fatigue of body. Methought a being, more than vast, in size beyond all bounds, called out my name and saith, What wouldst thou hear and see, and what hast thou in mind to learn and know? 2. And I do say, Who art thou? He saith, I am man-shepherd, Pomandres, mind of all masterhood. I know what thou desirest, and I am with thee everywhere. 3. And I reply, I long to learn the things that are, and comprehend their nature, and know God. This is, I said, what I desire to hear. He answered back to me, Hold in thy mind all thou wouldst know, and I will teach thee. 4. Even with these words his aspect changed, and straightway, in the twinkling of an eye, all things were opened to me, and I see a vision limitless, all things turned into light, sweet, joyous light, and I became transported as I gazed. But in a little while darkness came settling down on part of it, awesome and gloomy, coiling in sinuous folds, so that methought it like unto a snake. And then the darkness changed into some sort of a moist nature, tossed about, beyond all power of words, belching out smoke as from a fire, and groaning forth a wailing sound that beggars all description. And after that an outcry inarticulate came forth from it, as though it were a voice of fire. 5. Thereon, out of the light, a holy word, Logos, descended on that nature, and upwards to the height from the moist nature leaped forth pure fire. Light was it, swift and active too. The air too, being light, followed after the fire, from out of the earth and water rising up to fire, so that it seemed to hang therefrom.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?